What would you do if I Gregged out of tune? Would you stand up and Greg out on me? Lend me your Greg and I'll Greg you a song. And I'll try not to Greg out of key. Oh, baby, have a little Greg with my Greg. All I need is my Greg. There you go.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Joe Cocker.
He's dead.
Yeah. R.I.P.
He done died a couple weeks ago, man.
Good man. I love me some Joe Cocker.
Pretty amazing, the run that that guy had where he...
The runs?
He didn't actually write or produce any original material, from what I understand.
Feeling all right?
I think all he did was cover songs. He rearranged songs.
Who
that nobody...
did Feeling All Right?
Well, I would look it up on the internet, but I don't have that right.
Oh, yeah, the internet's broken.
Man, everything's broken today. My will to live after the Dez Bryant no-catch call last night.
Hey, that's karma, baby.
But see, that was a penalty that was overturned against Detroit.
That's karma, baby.
This is a stupid rule that makes no sense.
Karma.
That's not karma.
Karmageddon. A fourth down play that screws you out of a win. Yeah. I'm going to say that's karma.
How can you say that that's not a catch? He catches it with two hands. He brings it in to his shoulder pads. And then he makes three steps towards the goal line and lunges towards the goal line. And they say that that's not completing the process of a catch. Had that ball touched the goal line, they would have called it a touchdown. It doesn't matter.
Karma.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Also, thank you for Rod Marinelli.
It plays right into your scenario, or not scenario, but your thought that the NFL is the no fun league and they don't want people to watch. Because now, I've got no point in watching the NFL because they're going to overturn a clear catch. A clear catch. And because he didn't make a football move. Catching the ball with two hands, bringing it in, and then making a lunge for the goal line is a football move.
Hey, you know what's delicious? Your tears right now.
So you're going to get Mariota, and you're going to get Marinelli.
Yep, Marinelli's leaving you.
Do we know that as a fact?
Pretty much confirmed.
Why?
Because the Bucs tried to get him last year, and the Dallas Cowboys wouldn't let us talk to him, and he wants to be back with Lovey.
He could be heading to Tampa, but it doesn't make any sense. Why is he going to go from a team that was one inch away from winning the divisional round to going over to your crap-ass team?
Because he doesn't want to be with Jason Redhead Garrett.
Why
and
not?
Jerry I'm an A-hole Jones.
He did great things for the Cowboys.
Yeah, now he's going to do great things for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
It's a dumb lateral move. They better be dumping a truckload of money on
this
guy.
They probably will.
If that's the case, fine, go. Get on out of here.
Welcome
Rod.
To Tampa, Rod.
You're going
to
be miserable until the day you die. I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
Oh, you're just
least,
so bitter right now.
At least
now.
With the Cowboys
hey,
the last couple
hey,
years,
Greg.
They've been 8-8. They've been mediocre. The Bucs are terrible.
Hey, Greg. Are you making lemonade over there? Because you are bitter. You need to put some sugar in there.
So my email this morning, it gets hacked.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's blowing me up like, hey, why are you trying to blow up my computer? And I'm like, I didn't do that. There's something wrong with my email. And then the Dez Bryant no-catch dumb rule from yesterday really sours me.
Hey, you're a lemon factory right now.
Rod Marinelli wants to bounce, and now the internet's being slow and stupid.
Mm-hmm. You're a lemon factory.
It's stupid
Lemonparty.org.
What a really dumb Monday.
You're the worst Monday.
I hate Monday. Suck it, Monday.
I'm about to go get a cell phone and then get some Raising Cane's.
Well, good for you.
It's going to be a great Monday.
Why don't you put some cane sauce on that phone and shove it down your throat?
I will. And then we'll watch the Bucks bounce back next season, baby.
You know what I watched last night?
What?
This is going to shock you.
A movie?
I did watch a movie last night.
Oh, boy. What movie did you watch?
American Sniper.
How was it?
Good.
I'm not going to see it.
Why not?
That's not... I just
not something you're into?
I read a review about it, and it's like, okay, I don't need to see this.
It's, there are moments where it's pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it's a Clint Eastwood-directed movie.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of moments that are really slow, but you just can't help to feel bad for not only Chris Kyle, but all those guys that go over and they serve their country and they come back and the government does nothing to help them with their post-traumatic stress disorder.
Did it show him getting killed at the end?
No.
So just kind of him coming back?
It leads up to that morning where he's at home.
And he's about to take the dude out?
He's feeling good. He's at the house. He's goofing around with the kids. Everything's fine. And he walks out and like the guy's standing outside of the house. And they get in the truck and they drive away. Mm-hmm. And then that's the end. And then it cuts to like, you know, real scenes of his funeral procession through town over to Texas Stadium and all that kind of stuff. And so, I mean, it was a good movie. I think that I'm an action kind of guy. There's really tense action scenes, but there's not enough. Mm. I need more. I wish they would have documented every kill.
It would have been more like Rambo, where he's just blowing people's heads off with a Barrett 50 cal.
Yep. But I feel bad for that guy, man, because there are scenes where you just... You feel terrible because
he has to make a decision.
He has to make a decision, and he's on top of these roofs, and he's looking down, and there's, you know, the opening scene is these guys are going door to door trying to snuff out the bad guys, and as he's looking through his scope, he sees this woman and this child.
Yeah, that's the one in the trailer where the woman gives the kid a bomb.
Yeah.
And he has to choose whether or not to shoot the kid or not.
He has to make that decision.
He shoot the kid? He shot that
Shoots
kid.
Shoots the kid.
Kid had a bomb.
Kid had a bomb, and the kid was about to throw a bomb. Actually, the kid did throw the bomb.
Ah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, so...
That's the latest spoiler alert of all time.
Yeah,
but
so...
obviously, you know that he's going to be fine because he came back.
Yeah, it's just it's basically just a story of...
That's like going to see the Titanic, and if somebody tells you the boat sinks, you're like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, what? That happened?
The assassination of Jesse James. You're like, what happens in that movie?
I wish they would have not shown him getting killed, but shown the police chase with the dude who shot him at the gun range that day. What a piece of crap. I hope he gets roasted forever.
It's not necessarily his fault. He had PTSD. You don't know what happened in his head.
Well, that's... They think... like. Chris went with this guy to help him because the guy wasn't actually diagnosed with PTSD.
Okay.
So the mother told Chris, like, I think he might have PTSD, so why don't you just kind of take him
out
and help
him?
This
is in the movie.
No. I did some reading afterwards.
Okay.
And so it's unsure whether or not this guy had PTSD or not.
So we don't know why he killed him.
Right. He won't say anything about it, as of right now, at least. So, sucks for the Kyle family.
Mm.
And it sucks for all those guys.
He did kill a lot of people.
Man.
He killed a lot of people.
Dude, his mentality is, he's not, because people would ask him, like, you know, how does it feel when you kill somebody? And he's like, those are bad guys. They're trying to take stuff from us. Like, there's no sympathy for whether or not, you know, those people over there had families, brothers, sisters, any of that kind of stuff. They're all bad guys. And it was his job, in his mind, to kill as many of them as he possibly could. Dude, he was ruthless. Mm. He was a ruthless dude. But anyway, it was a good movie, so you should check it out.
I might not.
There you go.
It's not high on my list. I want to see Birdman really bad.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw Boyhood. That was fantastic.
Did you watch it over a span of 12 years?
I mean, you'd know.
No.
How could I watch a movie over a span of 12 years?
Each scene...
So while they filmed it, I was watching it.
One scene a week per year.
One scene a week.
Well, one scene.
I got one
you
scene.
You pick 1 week out of the year, you watch one scene, and then you...
That wouldn't last me a week. Each sequence where, like, time in his life.
So what I'm saying is they filmed 1 week for 12 years. That's how they did it.
Yeah, sometimes a day.
Yeah, so you take one scene, you pick one day.
You're an idiot. Stop. Stop doing what you're doing.
One 15-minute segment out of your day.
Stop it.
You watch one scene, and then you revisit the following year, and you watch the next scene.
No. I watched the movie as a movie, and it was really cool. And I forgot, because I thought, the first time I heard about Boyhood, I heard it was a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm watching it, I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't a documentary. And then, like, I'm watching it, I'm like, wait a minute, is that the same kid? And I went, wow, that's how they did it. So then it kind of, like, it sinks in as you watch it. You're kind of like, you kind of think, like, maybe they cast somebody else, but it looks way too much like him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, my God, that's... okay, so that's how my brain didn't compute it when I first heard it.
Yeah.
But it's not like a... the story isn't, like, the craziest thing. It's just life.
Right. That's what Linklater was trying to do.
Yeah.
He was just trying to capture a 12-year span of this
of
boy's
a person's life. And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great.
That's what I hear. I need to watch that.
Really
I
great.
I think it's on my hack website that we found that has all these free movies.
Mm.
They're screener movies, mm-hmm. like they're screeners.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this website is somebody who's on one of these committees who gets to watch all these movies in advance. So we're going to pull up that one.
Mm-hmm.
Unbroken is on there. We're going to watch that. Birdman, we're going
to
watch
need
that.
Need to watch the Birdman.
So we're going
to
get down on
I also need to see Gone Girl.
Yeah.
I want to see Gone Girl.
It's a pretty good one
mm-hmm.
from what I've read. I'm going to watch it. I think it won some Golden Globes last night. Did you watch any of that garbage?
No, I can't watch an award show.
Man, it was terrible.
I don't know, one, why award shows are on.
I don't either.
Two, who watches them?
We did last night.
Yeah, like, I watched like them as a kid, and I'm like, what are we watching here?
It's just a bunch of really rich...
people congratulating each other.
Really famous people in a room. And that's the whole thing. It's no. designed for the woman to sit there and go, oh, those dresses are beautiful. They look beautiful. Because that's all I heard last night was how pretty all these celebrity women mm-hmm. looked.
No.
That's it.
No, you're the best. No. You're the best.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I am so shocked that I won. But here's a flawless 5-minute speech. That's what kills me.
Mm.
These actors and actresses that are just crying at their table because they won. They had no idea that they were so good. And they got up there, and then all of a sudden, bam, their speech is flawless.
Mm. Nice.
Idiots. All right, I got work to do. So, we're going to wrap this thing up.
Thanks for Rod Marinelli.
Go Seahawks. And,
I'm going to say Colts.
No way.
I want to see the luck man do it.
It's been fun watching Peyton all these years. He's done. He has to retire after yesterday.
It's got to be over for Pay-Pay. Payway. It's got to be done for Payway.
Love that guy, but come on. He's got to hang it up. He's under 500 in the postseason.
Yeah, it's got to be over.
So he's a goner. I'm rooting for the Seahawks. The only reason why I'm rooting for the Seahawks is because the Rule 5 draft in baseball has brought Russell Wilson to the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the greatest Ranger to ever play football. And I'm going with you know, my Texas Rangers and my Russell Wilson to win the Super Bowl.
I'm going with Andrew Luck, quarterback of destiny.
All right. We'll find out here in a couple weeks.
I'm going with Andrew Luck first, and then anybody besides the Patriots second.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Dude.
Stop it.
Brady, he's still the man.
Can it just be over? Can
he's
they just
still
be
the man.
Over already? I can't stand it anymore.
They've been on a 100-year run.
I can't. It's seeming like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like say you have like a cut in your mouth. And every time you just lick it,
mm-hmm.
and like every time you do it, it's just like the Patriots are there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Patriot. Oh, God, the Patriots.
Ew, you got a little Tom Brady in your mouth.
Oh.
Gross. All right. TheGregAndGregShow.com and boom out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.